Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It's Sunday, June 19th, 2022, Father's Day. And I want to salute not just the fathers of the U.S. and the fathers around the world, but all the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles and the brothers and the sisters and others that have stood together for our children and our human family going into the future. The globalists are attacking the human structure at every level, but not just humans are being targeted. The entire biosphere and carbon, the very basis of life forms on this planet, is being outlawed and curtailed as we speak by the forces of the New World Order. Now, on this special Father's Day edition, we're going to cover some of the giant developments that are unfolding. First off, it is now admitted that the stock markets of the world are being purposely crashed to consolidate control. It is admitted on record that the large central banks have issued quadrillions of currency to create a massive devaluation as a political weapon or a form of neo-feudalism to make everybody dependent and bring us to our knees, to bring in the new global digital currency that the Federal Reserve announced last week that we told you for decades was coming, that will be tied to all of your political, cultural, and spiritual and economic activity, with the social credit score enforced via the carbon tax and the vaccine passport system. There's been a big development I'll be covering next segment, and that's Amazon is creating an insider club now where you have to sign up and pay money to be able to buy staple goods in the future. Translation, they're preparing for open food shortages and food rationing. That's coming up. Obviously, it's a big story that Joe Biden fell down again, came to a complete stop, and then just fell over, and then hopped around later that day to show everybody how incredibly agile he is. The man is emblematic of the design collapse of America. He was put there to take the blame for the collapse when it is the globals that are orchestrating it all. It's key to make that fact. It doesn't mean we like Joe Biden. Doesn't mean we don't want to impeach him. Doesn't mean we don't discredit him. But we have to understand he is nothing but the distraction or the red cape that the matador puts out in front of the bull. It is the matador and the sword he holds in his hand that is the real threat. And this entire broadcast is about exposing that. Obviously, we'll be covering it in more detail coming up. But out of all the big issues we're breaking down here, the most central is this. We'll be covering at the start of the next segment. The Moderna shot, the same contents, mRNA, gene therapy as the Pfizer, but three times stronger, has been authorized for 6 months and up. And now schools in blue state and blue city areas are claiming it's mandatory. This is an unprecedented crossing of the Rubicon. It's admitted that it doesn't work. It's admitted that it erases your immune system. It's admitted that it causes all sorts of blood clots and permanently infects not just the DNA of the child, but that will pass it on into future generations. This is part of a larger plan tied directly to infertility and sterilization. This is the long-term UN project to develop a vaccine to lower human population. You can just search engine on the UN's own website, birth control vaccines, and you'll see decades and decades of research and more than 100 different shots that they call vaccines that have been developed to target fertility and to lower fertility or erase fertility in humans. They also have so-called vaccines they've been giving different animals for decades that do the same thing. That's what this is. That's coming up. Also, the EPA came out on Thursday and said, hey, guess what? There's a lot of really deadly chemicals in the water. And even though we say that the EPA and FDA, that these are at safe levels, they're really not at safe levels, and they're causing what? Infertility, cancer, all sorts of gender confusion and more. Yes, the chemicals in the water aren't just making the frogs gay. It's sterilizing them, and it's sterilizing us. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, June 22nd, 2022. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday broadcast. We have some very dire announcements to make here. That when you put them in context with a larger picture, it becomes crystal clear that we are facing a planetary corporate fascist takeover whose in-game aim and final destination is forced mass depopulation. So let's start breaking it down right now. It's being reported by hundreds of newspapers very quietly that the WHO chief believes COVID did leak from Wuhan lab, that's the headline, after a catastrophic accident in 2019, despite publicly maintaining all hypothesis remains on the table. And if you go back just a few years ago, they would censor you and shut you down and kick you off social media if you even mentioned that, despite the fact that top scientists all over the world that scanned the virus pointed out that it was man-made of five different viruses or chimeric, and that Peter Daszak, under Bill Gates and Fauci's funding, have been developing the exact same groups of virus combinations in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, going back in 2014-15, that the project was illegal, so it was moved to communist China. And they even specifically call it COVID-19 in their records a year before it was ever released or it was ever named COVID-19. Officially, that's what's so frustrating about this is that they know this is all there, so they're quietly letting little pieces out. And so they're the fact checkers, corporate and governmental, in big tech and big dinosaur media, censoring and stopping anybody that tried to talk about this when we had total evidence. I mean, calling us criminals and calling for our arrest and saying we're spreading fear. And then now the EU is reporting that Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, told them 2 years ago that he knew it came out of a lab in a catastrophic event. WHO chief believes COVID-19 did leak from Wuhan lab after a catastrophic accident, close quote, 2019, despite publicly maintaining all hypotheses remain on the table. Well, no, first they said it came out of the wet market, out of the grocery store that had all the live animals in it. And then they said they didn't know where it came from. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the documents from 2017 when the Pentagon was approached by Peter Daszak and this group saying, we want to give you weaponized, aerosolized spike protein. We want to spray it in Chinese caves. So the Pentagon said that would cause World War III with the communist Chinese. What are you talking about? That's a bioweapon attack. So they were trying to frame the Pentagon back then by trying to get them to be involved in this. So when that all came out, they could use it as blackmail against the U.S. government. But now they've just used it to blackmail the planet, cause massive lockdowns, bring out forced inoculations, bring out the World ID vaccine passport that's the platform for the world social credit score and carbon taxes. And it's now all official, all announced, all there. And how vindicated are we yet again that back in January of 2020 and February of 2020, InfoWars was the first to break this information, along with Zero Hedge and, of course, Dr. Francis Boyle. But we're not taking victory laps, because now that we're 30-plus months into this, they are simply moving on to the next phase and the next virus they're going to release and the next lockdowns. And the FDA quietly Friday said, now we're going to give, it was on Friday evening, we're going to give children as young as 6 months old these experimental shots that they admit don't work and erase your immune system. This is so incredibly criminal. And if you try to point out the studies that it actually hurts your immune system and makes you sick, well, then they censor you as well and call it disinformation. This is truly criminal activity on a mass scale. Director General Tedros confided to a senior European official. The Mail on Sunday first revealed concerns about Wuhan's Institute of Virology. Worldwide death toll of COVID pandemic now estimated to be above 18 million. Yeah, right, from denying people basic treatment and vitamins. Who initially branded LabLeak fears a conspiracy theory, accepting China's official story. So the globalists moved their illegal program to China so they could then have plausible deniability and blame whoever they wanted for the release, if it ever came out that indeed they did release it. This is the crime of the millennium, and we must have congressional hearings. We must have Fauci hauled up on lying to Congress. He must be indicted. The House of Cards must come down, or the same group of criminals is going to continue to launch these type of attacks over and over again until we stop them, and they're gearing up and getting ready for another one. So think of the value of InfoWars. Think of the value of what you've done supporting us and keeping us on the air over the years, because we have been the main center of resistance to these criminals and what they've done. And remember, all the censors and all the leftist media and all the trolls that bullied you and bullied us and attacked us and fought to censor us and shut us down and tried to silence us, they now all have blood on their hands with this as well. And remember, the lockdowns, the UN estimates, have killed more than 40 million people from starvation alone, millions more from suicide, millions more from complications of malnutrition, and they all have blood on their hands. They launched the Great Reset. They're the ones trying to build on our ashes their new system. And now they're coming with the Moderna shot that is three times stronger than the Pfizer shot, the exact same mRNA system, to devastate six-month-olds and up. This is just unprecedented depopulation, unprecedented evil, and we must not let it continue. They hope that because we're 30 months after they launched the first attack, that everybody just goes back to sleep now and forgets that this happened and just has no memory. The globalist engineers, the social engineers, are counting on you not having a memory, but you do have a memory. So as interesting as Joe Biden is falling off bikes and stumbling upstairs and falling downstairs and not knowing who he is, he's just a puppet. And it is the UN, it is the big banks, it is the big corporations that are anti-free market, that are medical, biomedical tyrants that want to have control of our bodies and literally rape our rights and our freedom, our health. They are the ones that have authored this. They are the ones that are guilty of this, and they are the ones that must be brought to justice for this. Owen Schroeder is about to take over for the balance of this segment and the next, and I'll be back at the bottom of the hour with other key reports. But this is just so insane, and I want to thank and salute all of you for sharing the articles and videos and reports that first broke at InfoWars.com and Band.Video, because without your action, the globalists would not be on their heels right now, would not be running scared, and would not be pointing fingers at each other. They would just be moving forward with the same old lie that, oh, it came out of the rainforest because of global warming, or, oh, you know, it's because the unvaccinated got people sick, or, oh, it came out of a wet market. No, it came out of their bioweapons labs, and we have the proof, we have the genetic scans, and we have the facts that they use that release to then grab power and control and launch the expansion of the New World Order. We're going to go to break here in a moment. Ellen's going to take over. I'm going to be back with more news. I want to just thank all the listeners for your support. I want to encourage you again to take the archive of this live feed once it's posted at Band.Video and to share it and tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, perfect strangers, see, we were right, vindicated again. We've been vindicated on so many fronts. And we are only going to be captured in this tyrannical system at a higher level of tyranny until we continue to hammer this issue. They're losing this fight right now. The fact that they launched this attack is coming out. But if we don't press the attack in the information war and get it out, they're going to launch new attacks. Separately, we have the Ultimate Immune System Package, 4 amazing products that will bring your immune system to the next level for 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com when you get them together. We also have the InfoWars Trifecta Immune System Boost with 3 of those great products at 50% off. And, of course, we also have X2 back in stock that's so key for your immune system and more for 40% off. And that also keeps us on the air. So thank you for the support. Now support yourselves, support your body, and be healthy at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll go to break and come back with Owen Schroyer.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it,
and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And we take you now into the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Is it a big deal that Joe Biden falls down the flight of stairs walking up to Air Force One, not once, but twice? Is it a big deal that Joe Biden has to switch shoes to a pair of special geriatric shoes when he is at a European trip and conference? Is it a big story that Joe Biden craps his britches and needs to change diapers when he's meeting the Pope? Is it a big story all of his gaffes? He forgets where he is. He's constantly mush-mouthing it, marble-mouthing it, saying things that don't make any sense, lying through his teeth. Is it a big deal that Joe Biden goes on vacation every weekend to Delaware, where he's riding around on a bike and now falls over as he's approaching the media? Is any of it a big deal? Well, no. As isolated incidents, and it's not a secret that Joe Biden is suffering from severe dementia and Parkinson's and who knows what else. But the thing that is a big deal is that every day that the Democrats and the American left refuse to try to rechart their course to get back on the map and get back to reality and get back to common sense and get back to integrity and morals and fact, they just continue to expose themselves as the lying, corrupt, degenerate, mentally unstable individuals that they are. So now, yet again, the media and the Democrats are forced to defend Joe Biden, who can't even ride a bike. Now think about it. He goes on a vacation every weekend in Delaware. Every weekend he goes on a vacation in Delaware. He has taken more vacation time than any other president. So every weekend he goes. But they like to set up these little moments for Joe because he doesn't really have any moments. He hasn't done anything impactful. He hasn't done anything historic. He doesn't really make himself available to the media. So they have to set up these moments, and they have the fake little stage White House area. But that doesn't really do anything. He doesn't really have any moments there either. So they have to set up these moments for Joe. So they can have some sort of a media puff piece or some sort of public presence, but make it consumable so that it seems like a common man thing that the average American will see and resonate with. Oh, he's riding a bike. Oh, he's eating ice cream. Yay, it's Joe's ice cream social again. Oh, remember when they tried to put him on the golf course and they staged that whole golf course shot and he almost took his own head off when he hit the ball straight into a rock? Yeah, there's Donald Trump having a little fun with Joe Biden, unable to stand on a bike and falling over on Truth Social. But see, there's other angles to this, like I'm going to be covering coming up. Yeah, let's see the media, let's see the Democrats defend Joe Biden's health. Let's see them run this charade that Joe Biden is going to be running again in 2024, like that's some sort of a realistic thing. The guy literally falls over on his bike. And just for a kicker, what does he do as soon as he's able to stand back up and regain his focus and consciousness? What is the first thing Joe Biden does? He finds a little girl to grab. No exaggeration, folks. Stands right up, sees a little girl, and ooh, yummy. And goes in for a little snacky time. Yeah, get on down there. Well, there he is. What do you expect from old creepy Uncle Joe? Joe, President, are you okay? Oh, hi, little girl. What's your name? How old are you? Want to go for a ride? Want to go down to the beach with me? Have you ever gotten sand in your underwear? I'm just President Joe Biden asking a little girl these questions. So, pretty incredible stuff. But you can't even make this up. I mean, if you wanted to set Joe Biden up for embarrassment, this is exactly what you would do. You would have a media gaggle set up for him to ride up on a bike like they clearly staged. It's obviously staged there. What, the media is just there waiting for him to pull up on a bike? Like, please, that's completely staged. But if you wanted to set Joe Biden up to embarrass him, that's the way to do it. Oh, Joe, come ride up on a bike. Yeah. And then, oops, oh, Joe falls over. And then, hey, let's put a 10-year-old girl right there, too, so when he first gets up, you know what he's going to do, so the world can see him do that, too, yeah. If you wanted to set Joe Biden up for failure, that would be how you do it. So it's almost, like, too good to be true, like somebody wanted him to take this fall. But that's not even the story. The story is they now have to defend Joe Biden, and they have to defend how he's destroyed this country. They have to defend the fact that they're putting pedophiles and perverts in libraries and school classrooms, giving them access to children. They have to defend this. They have to defend causing your gas prices to double and triple. They have to defend causing your grocery bill to double. They have to defend causing your energy bill to go up. And so that's the real story here. The only people that are telling you Joe Biden is still the real president or even fit to be president are just lying to themselves and lying to you and just living a life of lies. That's why they're liberals and Democrats. That's the life they've chose. So, okay, yeah, Joe Biden can't climb a flight of stairs. Joe Biden can't ride a bike. Joe Biden can't hit a golf ball. Joe Biden can't go to Europe without pooping on himself or needing to switch shoes to geriatric shoes. And Joe Biden can't be around any prepubescent girls or boys, or he gets a little too excited and needs a little grab time. But the whole world is watching this. All of America is watching this. And when you compare and contrast, because more people have been paying attention to politics in America in the last 8 to 6 years than really a long, long time. So people watched what was going on with Trump. They were paying attention. And it was even because most people had it so bad under Obama that they started to care again. But then there was Trump, who was just like a break in the matrix. So then everybody started paying attention. And then there, of course, was Joe Biden and the Biden administration. So everybody can see what a disaster it is having Democrats in control and Joe Biden in the White House, but even more so juxtaposed with what it was just like for 4 years under Trump. So is it a good thing that Joe Biden is such an embarrassment for this country on the planet? No. No, for this country, it's actually really bad, the embarrassment, the world leaving us behind now because our president is a joke. But America has another opportunity to wait.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted, at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 mules today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man.
Welcome back to this special June 19th, 2022, Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show, our Father's Day edition. Again, thank you for joining us. We're about to lay out some really chilling information that we knew was going to happen, that we warned you 30 months ago was going to unfold, because it's part of the globalist battle plan, and they admit in their own white papers that this has been their operational objective the entire time. So, here it is, another major signpost on the road to food rationing and food shortages and, of course, mass starvation and collapse in the third world. And remember the statistic that just came out last week, that one quarter of Central America in the just the last decade has migrated or invaded into the United States and are being now organized by the Democrats to be a permanent underclass and to outvote the indigenous American population of all race, colors, and creeds. This is the replacement migration plan of the UN. But that's a separate issue that ties into the destabilization operation. Here it is. Amazon launches its invite-only based ordering program. Amazon is launching its invite-based program for high-demand items that are in low supply. But remember, first there was no shortages, but now there are shortages. First there was no inflation, but now there is inflation. We care about making sure bad actors don't impact the shopping experience in our stores for genuine customers. The company wrote in Twitter post this week announcing the start of the program. So they're going to surveil what you buy and what you do and then decide as a social credit score whether you're allowed to buy stuff on Amazon, and then it'll be invite only into their system. And because they have dominance worldwide, even above Walmart in the supply chain, they've shut down all their competition basically. They'll have the goods, they'll have the products, and then they'll be able to gouge you because nobody else will have them while they spend the whole thing to the social credit score that they're actually making sure you don't hoard and you don't buy too much. So welcome to food rationing. Remember what the Davos Group said 30 months ago? They said COVID will prepare you with the lockdowns for climate lockdowns and food rationing. And government ministers in Europe, the UK, and Australia said that was coming next. And remember, you're going to eat bugs, you're going to own nothing, and you're going to like it. And people laughed at it and said, I'll never do that. Well, you will do that if that's all there is. And so in Europe, the U.S., everywhere, where the globalists are in control, they're now having government-sponsored and corporate-sponsored programs to the school children, elementary students, saying how fun it is to eat bugs, and they're starting bug-eating classes and bug-eating events in schools to brainwash the children. So the children are being taught they're another gender, to get sterilized, they're being taught to eat bugs. This is the dystopic system. But look how Amazon spends this. Oh, to make sure you're not hoarding, we invite you in, and then you're allowed to get the items that all the smaller businesses and smaller grocery store chains and mom and pops can't get. And then with all the carbon rationing and things that are coming up in the future, you'll be non-essential. Your business won't be able to operate, but they will. Total vertical integration, total corporate fascist monopoly system. Amazon is launching its invite-based program for high-demand items that are low in supply. And it just goes on to say the site is already showing request invitation buttons on high demands like Sony's PlayStation S5. And it goes on from there. So it's not just food, but it's also a lot of other products as well. And so there you go. That's how these monopolies work. That's what the public is being prepared for. And in fact, not being prepared for, we are now in the midst of this today. And it's only going to get worse until we realize that during the lockdowns, companies like Amazon and others doubled and even tripled their profits, while small mom and pop businesses and even large regional businesses went out of business. Hundreds of food processing plants in Europe and the U.S. have blown up or had planes crash into them magically. There's all sorts of other industrial espionage going on. And if you look at how the CIA attacked Guatemala, was declassified back in the 60s, where they even released crop-eating insects and other things to make their economy implode. And you look at what's happening here, you can see that this is the Great Reset. This is the UN program of deindustrialization and starvation that is being launched against humanity. Now, this is the most important point, and I make it for the 10,000th time, because if we don't understand this, we're going to lose. If we understand this, we're going to win. This is all a coordinated globalist operation. People ask me on the street, I see it all over the internet, how does Alex Jones know the future? How does he keep predicting everything? And how does it come true basically exactly as he said it would? Because I'm not predicting it. It's a globalist battle plan. So last week, the Environmental Protection Agency came out and admitted what has been known since the 1950s in this country. And that is, they are adding chemicals via fluoride, not just hydrofluorocytic acid, but other chemicals, heavy metals, and serious toxins in with the fluoride and simply calling it a fluoride product. Then there's all the other runoff from chemicals that the EPA and others do not ban. And then other chemicals that aren't bad for us but are good for our industrial society and food production and our way of life, they do restrict. So here is the Washington Post. The EPA warned that a group of human-made chemicals found in drinking water, cosmetics, and food packaging used by millions of Americans pose a great danger to human health than regulators previously thought. Oh, now the plastic liners are lowering fertility. Now they're killing the sperm count. Now they're causing mutations. Now they're causing cancer. It's not just the frogs that are becoming sterile. It's the shrimp and the fish and anything else that comes into contact with this. And yes, us. But then all the late night comics make fun of me, and the left does, and Jones is crazy. He says there's chemicals in the water that are bad for you because they don't want you to know that. But now it's being forced out in the open. So truly, yet again, tomorrow's news today, they don't want you to know about this stuff. They want to continue to target you. And now they're coming for 6-month-olds and up at the controlled FDA, where they've had to have 5 different rounds in the last 2 years of resignations on the Food and Drug Administration's board, because the majority of the board was voting against giving children the mRNA shots because they warned it wasn't effective, children don't get that sick from COVID, and that it had serious side effects. So think about what they've done now. Now they're going after 6 months and older, because then liability protection under federal law kicks in for the so-called vaccine makers. So they're hitting us from every angle, and we've got to warn parents, we've got to warn people when you see them in grocery stores or church or at the soccer league or at the swim team or wherever you are, you've got to break through that wall where you never talk about serious issues. You talk about sports or Netflix, and you've got to bring this up and warn the parents so that they can have the moral courage to say no when the schools try to then make the shots mandatory. Because after they authorize the shots, then they try to make them mandatory, and that's happening all over the world. And remember, it's Big Pharma becoming your doctor with Bill Gates trying to force control over your body. Now I'm going to hand the baton over to Owen Schroyer to host the rest of this special Sunday show. I'll be back tomorrow co-hosting with Owen in studio. I should be back right around showtime tomorrow, taking care of some very, very important business and spending some family time. But I really, really want to thank all of you for your support and just remind you, we've been vindicated again. You folks were right. It wasn't just Alex Jones that was tomorrow's news today. It was you that was tomorrow's news today. We're on the right side of humanity, and I want to thank God for all God's blessings and God's providence. And I just pray that we continue to be given providence and victory over these tyrants, and I hope you'll pray with me. All right, God bless. I hand the baton to Owen Schroyer.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our 4 best-selling products together at
at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden crashed his bike this weekend, just like he's crashed the U.S. economy. And we got a special report coming up on that for you in the next segment. The end of oil and gas in Biden's America. They told you they were going to transition out of modern-day industry. They told you they were going to end coal and natural gas. Biden went around telling everybody on his campaign that they were going to do this, and then they said this is going to be transitory. And now your energy bill goes up, your price at the pump triples, and you say, hey, I don't like this. This doesn't work for me. And the very people that planned this and told you they were going to do it are saying, hey, we didn't do this. Putin did this. And then Joe Biden crashes his bike symbolically as he has crashed the U.S. economy. But you'll want to watch this latest Greg Reese report coming up in the next segment. It's another great one. Now, I've got some other news to get to here on this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. And I should be having a guest on with me, Lee Stranahan, to discuss this further. Of course, Patrick Halley has broken this as well, Project Veritas. Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley, spotted with Jill on Father's Day, a story of her diary and showers with my dad make the rounds. And in that diary, she talks about how
it was inappropriate the way her dad would shower with her, and she wonders if this wasn't sexual abuse and, you know, what it might have led to. And then the media says, oh, it's not real, it's not real, it's fake. And then the FBI runs over to Project Veritas to confiscate it. And Tucker Carlson is covering it, and that's why they hate him so much, because he has an audience of tens of millions. And they don't like people knowing the truth about the Bidens. The Bidens. Hunter Biden. Probably a lot like his dad Joe, I would imagine. Addicted to drugs, addicted to porn, addicted to sex. Likes to do it all at the same time. Yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Tucker Carlson torches Joe Biden over horrifying claims of showers with sex addict daughter. I wonder how the Bidens became like that. Oh, you know, like Hunter Biden sleeping with his sister-in-law. And then when Joe Biden was asked about that, he said, oh, I fully endorse it. Wow. Well, what could make that situation worse? Hunter Biden sleeping with his sister-in-law. What could possibly make that worse? Oh, yeah. His brother had cancer when he did it. Man, what a guy. Oh, the Bidens. Adventures with the Bidens. Are we having fun? Are we having fun? Apparently, the White House staff is not having fun. And I've been covering this, but it's now making up the news at a national level. The burnout is real. Burnout, they say. Biden aides reportedly tapped out as White House faces staff upheaval pre-midterms. Folks, that's a false narrative. It's not about burnout. It's not about them being tapped out. Okay, the InfoWars crew here works harder than the Biden administration, I promise you. So it's not about burnout or tap out. They don't like working for Biden. They don't like working for Harris. They realize that they're worthless or they're tokens or they're being mistreated. So they quit. And it's very telling. I mean, you get a job in the White House with the president or the vice president, you think, hey, you see that to the end. That's a big resume builder, experience builder, connections to be made. And these people are just quitting, dropping like flies from burnout. Burnout. Joe Biden takes a vacation every weekend. And half the days is done working by noon. Burnout. Give me a break. We're burnout from what he's done to the country. But they say, oh, there's nothing happening here. This is the greatest economic recovery ever. You're in the greatest economy in world history under Joe Biden. Everyone's looking around like, where is that going on? No, Biden crashed this economy like he crashed his bike. Biden advisor blows off recession fears. I love this one. Americans are not realizing how successful our policies are. We don't realize it, guys. We don't realize how great Joe Biden is. That's your fault. You haven't figured out how great it is paying three times for gas at the pump? That's your problem, man. That's not Biden's problem. That's yours. Or Gene Sperling going on MSNBC this week and telling you don't realize how great it is. It's like, oh, I don't realize how great it is. You know, pretty much everyone I talk to now, If we start talking about finances or economics or stuff, everyone I talk to is saying the same thing. Financially, they are in a much worse place than they were 2 years ago. And it's sinking fast. You got a 401k? Goodbye. You got retirement? You got savings? See ya. You had some crypto that was doing pretty well? That was going up. Maybe you were making a little money. Forget about that. That's dead. And now people are dipping into their savings to pay for things that normally they could afford because of the slow death by a thousand cuts that the Biden White House is inflicting us with right now. But then Gene Sperling, the Biden advisor, goes on TV and says, you just don't realize how good it is. This is your fault. You just don't even know how good it is. You're like, oh, wow, oh, silly me. Me losing money. Duh. This is great. What am I thinking? I was confused, guys, and thank God I tuned into MSNBC at the right time for Gene Sperling of the Biden administration to tell me how great it is. Gee, Gene? I just paid $100 to fill up my tank. It was $40 2 years ago. I thought that was a bad thing. That's my bad. I'm sorry, Biden. That was fantastic. That was the greatest thing ever. Oh, man, my electricity bill's up like 25% this year alone. I was complaining. I should have been thanking Biden. Man. Oh, you had a nice 401k, you had some savings, you had some crypto. It's all gone. Yeah. Have you thanked Joe Biden for that yet? I mean, come on, man. See, I would have been confused because I didn't want to live in the upside down, reverso, bizarro world that liberals live in, where having more money is a good thing and having cheap energy is a good thing. They think cheap energy is a bad thing. They say low grocery bills, low gas prices, that's bad. You having a big 401k, you building up some savings, you maybe getting a little quick turnaround on some crypto, that's bad stuff, folks. That's free market capitalist prosperity. That's bad. Don't you know that's been a curse on you? That's been a curse on this country, all the prosperity we've had. Joe Biden is a blessing. So when you're poor and you can't afford your mortgage anymore or your rent payment or your car payment or you're dipping into your savings just to pay bills now, be sure to thank Joe Biden for that. No, Gene Sperling goes on MSNBC, says, Americans don't realize how successful our policies are. Yeah, why would we not realize that? Beats me. How can I not realize how great Biden's policies are? How did I not realize that? Oh, that's because they aren't. That would be why. That's the one. Stocks in biggest weekly loss since 2020. Yeah, since the pandemic. Since the pandemic. Since the fake pandemic. Oh, stocks are tanking too. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm just talking to people that aren't even really that politically charged. I mean, they're common sense people that understand what the Democrats are doing to this country, but I mean, they're not really politically charged. But you lose a large percent of your 401k, you lose a large percent of your stock or your crypto or your portfolio. You see your bills going up. You realize that way of life you thought you had is dwindling. You don't think they're going to know what's going on, no matter how many times Biden says this is Putin's fault? Americans are starting to pull back on travel and restaurants, MSN, and it's all about how people aren't going on vacations, flying, getting haircuts, building pools, adding extensions to their houses, because they can't afford it. It's a good thing. You don't realize how good it is. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen insists recession is not inevitable and inflation likely to come down. Wow. So let me tell you this. We're already in a recession, actually. So I guess she's right. It's not inevitable. You're already in it. And inflation is not coming down anytime soon.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.